I rise today to underscore the importance and significance of this legislation. Senate Bill 1 provides excellent structural reform. Real people, like the people we all represent, will see the value in this bill. Defined benefit plans are not what most Pennsylvania taxpayers have today. Most Pennsylvania taxpayers have defined contribution plans, or a 401k, or an IRA plan. And it's long past time that we move our state in the same direction. Pension reform is not an easy issue to tackle. Changes must be made, but we must acknowledge current retirees and the investments of current state employees. While no one likes to think about recessions or economic downturns, at some point down the road, it's not if we have one, it's when we have one, when we have another recession. And we just can't wait and see what happens to the pension system then. We need to take proactive steps right now while we can. I have seen negative press regarding this bill in the last 24 hours, and the media's desire to point out what is, in their opinion, the bill doesn't do or doesn't go far enough. The media really has a fundamental misunderstanding of what other states have done and what haven't done, and a fundamental misunderstanding of what this bill actually does. They talk about the unfunded liability and addressing it. Well, in order to address the unfunded liability, you are talking about a major tax increase here at Harrisburg would be required, and a major tax increase on property owners back home. Now, the other solution is we take away earned benefits of retirees and current employees. Well, that's clearly unconstitutional. So the media's criticism of this plan doesn't take into consideration what the alternatives are, because there are none. One of the recent headlines, new pension plan being pushed by Senate appears to do less than their last pension bill. Well, of course it does, because the last pension bill didn't get passed. It didn't get through the House. It didn't get to the governor. And many outside experts have been quick to proclaim that this bill goes directly to the head of the class in the nation. Pension reform has been a priority of this caucus for the last several years. And while it's unfortunate that prior versions of pension reform would not be signed by the governor, this bill that we are passing today is agreed to by both chambers and the governor. Legislating is about finding compromise. Today's Senate Bill 1 finds that. It finds compromise while still ensuring fundamental structural reform going forward. Senate Bill 1 does provide for a true 401k IRA-type plan and two other hybrid plans for employees to choose from components of a DC plan. We cannot leave this problem unchecked. It's just not fair to future generations. In terms of dollars, value of risk mitigated, Senate Bill 1 will be the largest reform enacted by any state in the nation. According to outside analysts, the reforms in this legislation have the potential to protect taxpayers from more than $20 billion in risk over a projected period. Without question, Pennsylvania pension costs are crowding out other state programs and are the number one driver of school property taxes. So I am proud to join my colleagues as we pass historic reform today and help ensure the stability of the Commonwealth for decades to come.